Harry Hogg Football, the original Redskins fans podcast. On today's show, we talk about the game between the Washington Redskins and the Seattle Seahawks and how we almost pulled it off. This and much more live with Aaron and John. Yo, what's up, y'all?
Yeah, what's up?
Excellent!
Welcome, everybody, to Harry Hogg Football, episode number 592. I believe Chen Nova Scotia said that is the London Fletcher episode 2. Shannon, time out. Sorry, Shanny said that. Okay, sorry, Shanny. I see it now. It's right there in the chat room. Anyway, welcome to the podcast. I apologize for being a day late, as I was indisposed last evening in the bowels of a medical facility. But I'm doing okay today. 500. Yeah, it's the 500 Albert Haynesworth.
Man, oh no, that's who it could have. That's who it would be.
Is there a CC's around here? Yo. All of our friends over in the YouTube chat room. DJ Cool 4, I see, is there now. Riles is in there. What's up, y'all, over in the YouTube room?
Yo. Dude, offense looked fantastic.
The offense looked good for the first and the fourth quarter, and then the second and third quarter, they just, like, I don't know, decided to go to CC's and have the pizza buffet with Albert Haynesworth. I don't know what they were doing.
CC's.
Oh, now they have, like, people fighting in the YouTube room. The YouTube room is stinky.
Stinky.
Yeah, but in the YouTube room, you can send those cool avatars that, what are they called? Emojis that fly all over our screen. So that is cool.
Dude,
in there.
That's an emoji.
They can send emojis from there. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I lost my train of thought. Yeah, dude, they started off fine. They started off great until Cheese Man, who we'll talk about later, decided to not snap it well. Joey Sly. Missed the extra point. Although I think that was that
extra point of the year.
Was that one on him or was that on Cheese Man? Because Cheese Man had some bad snaps.
All the snaps were bad. All the snaps were like high. I don't even know if we saw it. We got to see that one a second time, but they showed at least two others that were very high.
At least.
Tress Way is just pulling down like a champ.
Dude, how many more games would we suck if we didn't have Tress Way on our team?
We didn't have the MVP on our team.
If we didn't have him, we would be like at least two or three games a year less winning.
If our punter was as bad as our kicker has been, like year after year, while Tress Way would be has been here.
Time man. After time. Tress Way saves Cheese Man's butt. Time after time.
Sixth round draft pick that we traded up to get Cheese Man.
Why did we trade? That's another. I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, did Ron make that pick for Cheese Man?
Oh, yeah, dude. That was totally a Ron pick.
Yeah, DJ Cool 4 just pointed out Cheese Man is the lowest rated special teams player according to PFF. And I bet you he's probably one of the few that are actually drafted. Most of these dudes were undrafted free agents. And then you got Cheese Man.
He wasn't even drafted in the seventh round. He was drafted in the sixth round, dude.
I'd be interested to know if all those same people that were in this ranking for PFF, if he was the highest drafted player. I know he's the highest drafted long snapper. If you're telling me that there's someone drafted higher draft pick than him that was in that PFF ranking that he's last in, I would be very surprised.
Jeez.
Man. I got to change the name of our trophy now. You know, the Harry Hog Football Fantasy Football League trophy is called the Cheeseman Trophy.
Dude, this might be the last season for the Cheeseman Trophy because he hasn't been cut yet. But boy, is he going to be. There's going to be competition next year for long snapping.
I'm changing it to the Tress Way Trophy. I'm changing it to the Tress Way Trophy.
Yeah, dude.
It's now called the Tress Way Trophy, dude. So whoever wins the league this year, you're getting a redesigned Tress Way Trophy. Sorry to three-peat and all those dudes that just has to deal with the Cheeseman Trophy. The funniest thing about the Cheeseman Trophy, though, was it's crafted out of like a cheese board that you can like serve a charcuterie tray on at your Redskins parties.
Well, maybe you can do a background image of Bill and Ted, like doing Yes Way.
Oh, like Yes Way. I thought you were trying to place on something like this.
69 dudes.
And I didn't quite get it. I love that shot in that movie where Bill just goes, "Only if we fail, dude." And he gets this look on his face like, "Yeah, but only if we fail, dude." Anyway, this is the way, the Tress Way.
Much more a positive version of like Beavis and Butthead.
Anyway, let's talk a little bit about this game. Yeah, that offense started fine and then they sputtered. And then dude, there was before that last drive, Sam Howell had this look on his face like I've seen on the look on the faces of so many good quarterbacks over the years, like Peyton Manning or Brady or Favre or any of those dudes when you know they're going to come in and lead a drive at the end. He had this look on his face like, I'm going in and we're getting a touchdown. And he did it. And then our defense.
Oh, my God.
Dude, what was St. Juice? St. Juice, man. What was his deal in this game? Didn't he have, is it me or did he have two straight penalties? Was it on that last drive or am I mixing things up?
I think you're mixing things up.
Well, he had two.
It might have been the drive before that.
Yeah, two big penalties. We couldn't even keep. What's his face?
That dude gets penalties every game, man. He does. He really does.
Yeah.
Like, he's always, like, physical.
Dude, and at the very end, I know you said it was probably not possible, but the very end when that dude caught it, I think it was Metcalf, and they were in field goal range, and there's like 8, 10, 12 seconds left on the clock, and I'm like, at this point, just keep him up. Don't get them on the ground. Like, keep them up as long as you can. Let them get all the way down to the 1 or 2 yard line and then pull them down. I'm like, why are you tackling them? Because if you could have held them up for a few more seconds, there was a chance they wouldn't have got the snap off for the field goal.
It would have been like 4 or 5 more seconds at least.
I know, but that was the only chance you had at that point besides the dude missing an easy field goal. And they're just like, let's tackle him down. Give him plenty of time to get up here and get their kicking team on.
I don't understand what our defense is doing. They're not. It's like Ron Rivera. They're just not doing anything. They're just letting people. I mean, they're the worst defense in the league.
Yeah, which is, again, why I was okay with trading those dudes, because it's not like they were much better with Chase Young and Montez Sweat. Might as well see what we can get for them, like in the words of our oldest, youngest listener, Danny. That dude's probably like 40 years old and has like a grandchild by now.
Grandchild.
He's got to be close. Anyway, all right, what are we saying here? Chen in Nova Scotia. Our offense was okay. Oh, wait, I forgot. I can just put this up on the screen. Sorry, dudes. I forgot about our unified chat here. Here it is. Look. Our offense was okay. However, you know, if we drafted anyone else in the first round in this year's draft, we would have at least 2 more victories. The last 4 draft years have been terrible. Forbes. Let's talk about that for a minute.
Oh, my goodness. What? I thought it was painfully obvious that he hit him in the head because the dude didn't catch the ball. He, like, flubbed the ball, and so he wasn't where Forbes thought he was going to be. Forbes thought he had, like, a picture-perfect tackle. And instead, he hits him head to head with the helmet. Okay, that's personal foul.
Yeah, okay, fine.
New York calls.
Who hates us?
NFL headquarters calls.
They hate us, remember.
They hate us. They can't stand us.
They took some of our cap money.
Took $34 million of our cap money. Took that away from us. The Mars wanted to also for us to lose picks.
They somehow make us lose to the Giants every time we play them, no matter how crappy the Giants are.
Which we'll see this weekend.
No matter who's playing quarterback or running back, it doesn't matter.
Tommy DeVito, Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You remember Landon listening to that song in New York, and it was like The Rock?
No.
And like Wyclef? And The Rock just kept going, it doesn't matter. And there was also a song in there that was like Wyclef, and it was with Kenny Rogers.
I've heard that. I've heard the Kenny Rogers one with the gambler.
Yeah.
I've heard that one. I didn't know The Rock had one.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, this is another point. Back to Forbes. He gets up and celebrates all the time whenever he does something good or bad. Usually bad. Like a penalty.
Usually bad.
That didn't help his cause from New York either, by the way. He got up and like celebrated that hit.
Yeah.
But
I thought it was an accidental hit because the dude flubbed the pass and was all twisted wrong and he hit him.
I don't think anyone except for New York thought that it was intentional. But yet that dude that hit Logan Thomas.
Going away. Dude, I thought this kind of stuff was going to be going away now that we've got like a new owner. Still some of that Snyder stank going around.
I thought that dude that hit Logan Thomas in like the first or second week was way worse of a hit than this.
Oh yeah, it was first week and they didn't kick him out. The second week they did.
Did they kick him out? No, the first week he made a hit. The second week was against us, and the third week he got kicked out. Like he had already done it a week before he played us. And yet
Denver.
Emmanuel Forbes, who weighs like 17 pounds.
Stick man.
Hit some dude in the head by accident and he gets thrown out. Notice that didn't stop what's his face that got hit from
he played the rest of the game.
He had 8 catches for 92 yards.
A fly hit me.
I know.
Bumped into the back of my head.
A feather landed on my helmet. I mean, what was that? It was like someone threw a tennis ball at his helmet or something. Like, okay, you hit him in the head, but you weigh 12 pounds. It's Darryl Pounds.
Yeah. That's a good question. It's Darryl Pounds.
Chin did not rewatch.
I'm not saying that did Forbes launch himself. I have not heard that. I don't remember it either from watching the game.
I don't think he launched.
If he did, that's something they've really been targeting this year. So,
what does that mean, launched? How do you launch yourself? Like light a fire under your behind and
you jump up.
I don't know. All these rules are so dumb. Let's just go back to the 80s where you could like clothesline people, like drag them down by the scruff of their neck. And I remember they did have a face mask rule, but that was about it. You could. Anyway. Leap into the air and both feet off. There's too many technicalities in this game. Let's just play. But was he induced? It's like,
what was he induced?
Like just that and that, just that. But was there a technicality?
But was he induced?
Just that whole thing. Like I'm sick of the rules. I can't take the rules anymore. There's too many rules.
It's worse. They just have more rules every year and more fouls and more flags. And it just slows the game down. It's just getting worse and worse every year.
Chen in Nova Scotia said that's been a rule since the 80s, since he played.
Which one?
The launching rule. He's going to go to timeout if he says something like that again. Just kidding. Dude, are you making up that stuff? Are you making this up, dude? Are you making this up?
Well,
what is it?
Anyway, let's talk more about the game.
Let's talk more about the game. We got both our running backs caught neat sidearm passes from Sam Howell and scored touchdowns.
Dude, that
was cool.
Both of our running backs were the lead receivers in the game, followed by our tight end.
I think, yeah.
As far as yards go, Brian Robinson Jr., 6 for 119, an average of 19.8 on that Mahomes sidearm pass. Mahomesian, they said during the game. Mahomesian sidearm. Dude, it was awesome. The one thing I've noticed about Howell that he's gotten really good at is when he scrambles, like when they roll the pocket, you know, he keeps looking for someone to throw it to rather than just running with it 9 times out of 10.
He's been hit so many times, and he said, he was like, I got hit a lot of college too. Like he doesn't seem to get fazed about all those sacks that were coming his way.
Mm-mm.
I don't know if he's able to like work that out. Everything then cool, awesome.
But it's gotten better the last few weeks. Like how many sacks did they get this time? They got a few near the end, I remember. But let's see. Sack.
They had three total.
Three. I mean, like, and then the game before, I think it was like maybe two, and the game before that was like maybe two. But remember the first games, it was like 6 was a good day.
Yeah. It was looking awful. So all in all, he's been doing pretty well with that.
Yeah,
he's you're seeing him progress as a passer. You're seeing him looking around a lot more than he was earlier in the season. You're seeing him do nifty sidearm passes to the running backs. And by the way, you were saying that they've been playing better. Also, Eric Bieniemy has been calling better games.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. But it seems like he still has some plays where you're just like, dude, what are you thinking in this situation calling that play? But yeah, he has gotten better for the most part. And the offensive line, we've already talked about it, has gotten better since they benched Gates, who must just suck.
Man, he did suck, man.
The defense just
every time we get someone from like New York or Philadelphia, they end up sucking, man. Why do we keep getting the guys from those teams?
They're cast-offs. Dude,
I
don't know, but our defense, I was thinking about this today, like which position would you draft at this point in the season? Offensive line again?
Offensive line.
But now our defensive line, like the middle is still good, but now we don't have our outside players. The ends are, you know, average dudes now. We don't have like a huge pass rusher.
Cam Curl's contract's coming up.
We got to re-sign him, and then Fuller's getting old, and Forbes just sucks. This Devin Witherspoon, remember, a lot of us wanted him last year, but I think he went above us in the draft. But
he did, yeah.
Oh my gosh, Forbes. Jamin Davis
good, man.
Is okay. He had a couple of hits for loss in this game, if I remember correctly. Jamin Davis.
Yeah.
He's slowly getting better. Like, by the time his contract is up, he'll be, like, decent.
really. It's like, all right, good job.
Let me look at his stats.
I can't wait to see what we'll actually have, like, linebackers next year. It'll be really interesting.
Yeah, let me see here.
It'll be a lot. That's very interesting, all that stuff.
Where is he? Oh, he's at the very top. I didn't even see it. He had 11 tackles, 6 solos, and 2 for loss, which is, I remember those 2 for loss. So he is getting a little bit better.
Yeah.
Oh, look who else is in the top five for tackles. Channing, Nova Scotia's favorite.
Oh, man. All over the field.
All over the field. Riles does have a good point about Forbes, I got to say. We were remiss for not bringing this up. He was our highest rated corner last week. He had a few good plays. But it's like, and then he screwed himself. I mean, all right. Maybe he's just unlucky, dude. I don't know. He sucked. He was good for a game. And then he came in and got ejected for a bogus, well, for an unfortunate
man. He was good in the Patriots.
He was good against the Patriots. Let's see how he plays against the Giants.
With Mac Jones, who got benched before, who got benched from like the game losing drive because Zappe threw an interception when he came in, and he may be the quarterback going forward.
Was that this week?
Tell me anyone in New England. Tell me any receivers in New England. I don't know any of them. Who are they? Who are receivers in New England?
I just watched them play, and don't know any of them.
I just thought, yeah, exactly. There's no one of note. So Forbes had one good game against like a bunch of nobodies, and everyone else has just been, you know, sending him to school.
Well, dude, let's see how he plays against this Danny DeVito guy, who I think had like 75 yards passing last week against Dallas.
If we can't stop this Danny DeVito guy this weekend, we are done skis, man.
Oh, Ryle says he was the highest rated rookie in the NFL last week. See, this is why we count on people like Ryle's to keep us straight on like the stats, because we just make stuff up, like BR.
Again.
We just go by the feel. We go by the feel of things.
We go by the feel. Like, we still have no idea who the Patriots receivers are because none of them are good.
He sucked or he didn't suck. Okay, so, all right. So, Riles is saying it was not just us. Okay. I will say he did have a strong game against the Patriots, but let's see if he can bounce back this week against the ailing Giants, where if we lose this game... John and I are going to this game. We're making the trek. I'm flying in from Louisville on Saturday. We're probably going to catch the Caps game that night. And then the next day, head over to FedEx to see this Giants game. And if it's a debacle,
we can't stop the freaking Giants and their third-string quarterback. I mean... The season's over at that point.
It's over anyway. But if they can't, least get a win from my birthday trip, I'm going to be pretty upset.
What? Speaking of all this stuff, oh, and happy birthday tomorrow, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
The Bills just fired their offensive coordinator, who was decent. And they just fired their offensive coordinator because they're 5-5.
Why can't we fire Jack Del Rio? He's like at the best.
Exactly.
The best drafted defense, or highest drafted, let me say, defense, and the lowest ranked defense. Why can't we fire him? Give Jennifer King a chance. Wait, she's offensive. Give Ryan Kerrigan a chance.
Yeah. Let him step up.
He's a better linebacker than Jack Del Rio ever was, or, well, I think. I don't know. He probably played and I didn't pay attention to him because I was young, a little tyke. I'm just going to go out on a limb and say that Ryan Kerrigan was better than Jack Del Rio, but we can have Riles or Chin or one of our statisticians here at Harry Hog Football can look it up and see if that's the case. I'm sure they'll be happy to do so.
Josh, go look that up.
Josh, go look it up.
Dude. Oh, man.
That's our Josh Allen signing. Not the guy from the Bills, but Aaron's brother.
I called it.
He's probably fast asleep now because it's midnight 30 over there in Scotland. Speaking of, we don't have our usual people on here, a lot of them, because we moved the podcast today thanks to my situation yesterday.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to the game. What else do we want to talk about here before we
offense look good. Sam Howell for 300 yards.
I do like, I don't know if we've really talked about this before, but I do like this year how the offense, you can't pin our team down to like, you know, oh, we need to cover this guy.
Stop the run.
Or this guy, because he'll just throw it. He doesn't care who he throws it to. He's
throwing it to Pringle.
He throws it to anybody. Anybody, any week can be the highest rated receiver on our team.
John Bates.
And Terry had a couple of big ones when we need them. He's kind of like Art Monk in that way. Like Terry will get the clutch catch when we need it. Like 3rd and 8, critical time in the game. Fantastic. Hit Terry.
You know who's not fantastic, though? Jahan Dotson.
He didn't catch any balls.
None. He had 2 that were thrown to him. One bounced off his hands.
What's happened to him? Sophomore slump? Does he have the HIV? Hands infected virus? Hands of stone?
Hands of stone.
Or did he just forget to re-dip at the half with his Dick's gloves?
Something. It's like he's not... It's almost like he's not focusing. Maybe he needs glasses. Maybe he needs glasses. We know for a fact that we didn't have like an optometrist on the Redskins staff in any way, shape, or form. Because who was it that the dude, the defensive back?
Carlos Rogers.
Carlos Rogers went to San Francisco, got more sacks in the first year in San Francisco than he had the entire time with us. Because picks. They had an optician.
More picks.
Optometrist who checked his eyes.
Yes. It must have been. It was probably like that scene from Major League where they make Charlie Sheen put on the glasses.
They look good.
Seeing's the most important thing, kid. Anyway, yeah, I mean, well, that was from the Snyder era. We're not going to talk about all of his mishaps, of which that was a very minor one, but yet important. Oh, look, Ryle's the new statistician at Harry Hog Football. Jack had a lot more tackles, 13 sacks and 13 interceptions. Kerrigan put up 95 sacks, 26 forced fumbles, and 3 interceptions. So I'll take Kerrigan. I'm sticking with my saying that he's better. So let's give him a chance to be defensive coordinator. What makes Jack Del Rio qualified to be defensive coordinator? He takes a team that's stacked in defensive draft picks and makes them the worst in the league. That's what's on his resume.
It's because he's best buds with Riverboat Ron, who's never ever going to fire him. They're just both going to get fired together on, what do we say, January 6th?
8th.
January 8th.
On Epiphany? January 6th is the Epiphany, dude, so maybe that's when it's going to happen.
No, that's on a Saturday. That's the day before the last day of the year.
It's the 12th day of Christmas, dude. Anyway,
5 golden rings.
Jack Del Rio just needs to be... If we lose to the Giants and they put up numbers on us with Tommy Danny DeVito, he needs to be cut that night. Not even like the next morning. Before you and I are out of the stadium on Sunday...
Dude,
no, I'm serious. If Danny DeVito comes in and puts up even like 200 yards on us and a couple touchdowns and lights us up, there's no excuse.
It's going to be like that day or that night game that we went to where we lost to Dallas like 9-6 or 9-7 with 2 kickers.
No, it was against the Giants, dude, not Dallas.
That's what I meant to say, because it's against the same team. Here we go again.
It's set up perfectly to happen.
Perfect. Ugh.
This is what I'm calling it right now. We're going to be at the stadium. We're somehow going to get beat by the Giants again by some dude named Tommy DeVito. We're going to be on our way home from the stadium in the metro. We're going to come out of the metro, walking into the hotel room, glance over at the TV in the lobby, and there's Jack Del Rio getting breaking news. Jack Del Rio fired.
Cut.
Oh my gosh, he is so bad. All right, DJ Cool 4 was typing in the information too, so he's also a new honorary statistician for Harry Hog Football.
Sweet dudes.
You guys get paid
they're
this.
Just like these guys just can't remember anything.
You guys get paid the same rate that we get paid. Nothing. Anyway, all right. Keep us on track. What do we need to do here? More in this game. Tressway was amazing. We already said that.
Yeah.
Sam Howell. There's a lot of chatter in the Discord room leading up to this game about if Sam Howell is the guy going forward. And
yeah,
a lot of people were piling on Kenny Ken for saying he needed to see more out of him. But this game did nothing, in my opinion, to dissuade me from leaning towards thinking he could be the guy.
The biggest thing for me is that he keeps throwing the ball through tight windows that nobody should be throwing a ball through trying to make a reception. And yet he keeps throwing them in there. He's just throwing dimes all over the place.
Yeah.
It's not
like when Heineke would do it and you're like, oh! Like, remember with him, it would be like, how many of those should have been picked? These are like, he's putting them in there.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And how many drops has he had? How many drops has Hal had where his numbers could be even stacked even more? Like, when he's playing, dude, it's not like with a lot of our quarterbacks in the last 10, 15 years where they'll throw up balls and you're like, dude, what was that? Who was he throwing it to? Or why is he hitting the dude in the feet or, like, missing these outplays? 99% of his passes are where he's trying to throw them, and they're either dropped or they get maybe knocked down or something. But there's not really many, like, what was he doing? Like, a couple. Like, he had the pick a couple weeks ago, and then there was one pick earlier in the season that I swear got tipped that looked like, what was that doing? But in this game, remember, he threw one up, and his arm got hit. Like, he couldn't follow through, and he still made the completion on that.
Like, being able to make plays like that really makes you say, huh, okay, this guy is... You know, this guy's a little bit different.
He's good, dude. He's good.
He is good. He is good.
Notice
that, like we always said, that you know, he had that great year at Carolina, and then everyone graduated and went to the pros, except for him. And so the next year, he had a terrible offense, and so he was running for his life the whole time, and that's why he got drafted so late.
Which I think is dumb. We talked about this before.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I noticed that when the few people that are in the chat tonight, since we're on an alternate evening, when I said which player position would you guys draft next year, one was really jumping at quarterback first.
Nope, not at all. For once, we have.
I mean,
we've got a quarterback. We've got a good backup.
Yeah. Is Brissett only on for this season, though? Do we have him pass
this year?
He's
on for 2 years.
Dude, we need to get O-line. There's so many positions that we need to get. Cornerback, defense. Chen says he's only on for this season.
Oh, really? Okay. I thought he was 2 year.
He's pretty adamant, though. He's put in there three things. Oh, he could be wrong. If you're wrong, you're getting a timeout.
I'm just kidding. Timeout this time.
You're gonna get a timeout like Forbes, man.
Oof, yeah.
Remember, Chen in Nova Scotia set the Harry Hog Football Discord record for getting timeout 2 weeks in a row. Yeah, look at this. DJ Cool 4, interesting point. Remember when drafted players would have time to develop before playing? Yeah, like almost all the greatest quarterbacks in league history have had time to develop. Now it's
Green
like
Bay is a really good example of that with their quarterbacks. Like Jordan Love sat for like a few years behind Aaron Dumbass Rodgers, and Dumbass Rodgers sat for like 3 years behind Brett Favre.
Yeah,
behind Dumbass Favre.
Yeah, Sam got to sit, And then here, dude, all right. I want to say this before I forget it, because this has been bugging me about Ron Rivera. This year, whenever people ask him about stuff, he starts talking about, yeah, but we found our quarterback. We found our quarterback. Our quarterback is progressing really well. Our quarterback's doing awesome, you know? Like,
don't fire me.
And yeah. Don't fire me. No, but here's my point. Taylor Heinicke is the one that put him in. Ron was not going to play him at the end of the season.
That's right.
He was trying to put Heinicke in, and Heinicke's like, dude, I don't want to get killed because I need to go get myself a contract for next year. Put in Howell, really? See how he does. And he came in there and lit up Dallas. And then he's taking credit now, like, I found the quarterback. You had nothing to do with it. Nothing.
He's just trying to save his phony baloney job.
He had nothing. He was in practice with Sam Howell the entire year. It's not like, hey, I saw him and I thought he was good. I'll draft him and we'll see how he does making the team. He drafted him in the fifth round, so obviously he wasn't that convinced he was any good. He watched him play all through preseason. He watched him practice the entire year. And still at the last game of the year, when there was nothing left to play on, he wasn't going to put him in. Like, he didn't think he was talented enough to play in the game. And now he's like, well, but we found our quarterback. You didn't do it.
Tell me what I did.
Ron, just
nothing,
go.
Did nothing.
Oh, my gosh. That was making me so mad. Like, no matter what the press asks him, he tries to say something about Sam Howell. It's like, dude, why is your defense so bad? Well, Sam Howell's been playing really good at quarterback. It's like,
yeah.
What?
See, to me, that's what 90-95% of coach speak is. They're just blah, 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 blah.
That's why you never watch the post games.
Never. I always say, if anything is important, I'll see it like in the news.
Yeah.
Unless the coach is like really, you know, energetic and even then, they're still like, you know, they're just dripping off like the same old stuff over and over again, just saying the same old thing. It's no good. But every now and then, you get a coach that's like really, really in there that you actually want to listen to. Joe Gibbs is kind of like that.
Yeah.
Jay Gruden. Jay Gruden was Jay Gruden's the only coach I can think of in recent memory that I would actually listen to his post game because he was actually funny.
Mm-hmm. Jay Gruden was funny.
And every time I hear him on like radio shows and whatnot, it's just a little bit more of like bashing Dan Snyder. Just a little bit more every time from Jay Gruden. It's good stuff.
Dude, the post game that I like to listen to, and you may or may not agree with this, because I know he's kind of like a love him or hate him guy, but I love listening to Fred Smoot because he's hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
He cracks me up. Especially after a loss. Like some of the things he says, he's just hilarious.
What station is he on? Is he
the Big 100?
Big 100.
And they stream it. They stream it after the game. So, like, you can get it no matter where you are. It's on iHeart Radio app, Big 100. If you're not in the D.C. area, you should be able to listen to that. Anyway, what do we want to do? Do we want to go into our games and kicks?
Let's go into our games and kicks. And then we can talk about... getting ready to go see the Giants. And Tommy DeVito coming right on in. He's going to have...
And now, the coveted and ever-elusive Game Ball Award.
Sorry, dude, I cut you off there.
That's okay. I think he's going to have at least one like long touchdown where we're just like, who was covering him? Who in the heck was covering that guy?
I actually think I heard Ron in the postgame saying something about... how they can deal, maybe it was Jack Del Rio, they can deal with only two explosive plays a game? Like that's a win for them or something? What? He said something like, I wish the explosive... No, this was against the Patriots when that dude got the 64-yard touchdown run against us. Yeah, he was like, yeah. I could deal with two explosive plays a game. That's one of... what did he say? That's one of our goals we talk about each week or something about that, like up on the chalkboard. I forget exact saying. But he was like, I just wish it wasn't for 64 yards explosive play. And I'm like...
I don't even know what that means.
That's your goal? To give up two giant plays a game or less? How about zero? That's my goal. Here's my goal, dudes. Let's not give up any points in the game.
Yeah. Yeah, really.
Let's be realistic here, guys. Okay. Game Ball is brought to you by our friends at Dick's Pitch. Remember to re-dip at the half. Dick's Pitch. Available at Dick's and other fine sporting goods stores.
Sports Authority.
Is that still open?
I don't know. I have no idea. They may have closed.
They must not be the authority anymore. Anyway, Game Ball, go ahead and give yours.
Game Ball. Mine's going to B-Rob. 8 yards, or 8 carries, 38 yards. That was cool. 6 receptions, 119 yards, and that touchdown on that sweet pass.
Yep.
Good day. Good day for B-Rob. I know some people say that we need to get like a better running back, but they're figuring out what his strengths are. And one of his strengths that we did not know about is that he can catch the ball.
Yeah, he can catch it. He's fine.
So, yeah.
I'm going to give my game ball to Tressway. Because, oh my gosh, dude. Did you see that one play? I'm sure you did. Where it was like a horrible snap, and he just calmly pulled it down from above his head, got it down, and turned the laces the correct way just in time.
Oh, yeah, I saw that one. He also had one where he jumped up in the air to grab the pass and hit him down and kicked it and didn't get it blocked.
Yeah. That dude, he probably has gotten our game ball more times than a punter should, but he's getting mine. I wanted to kind of give mine to Sam Howell for those throws, but I'm giving it to Tressway because he saved us some points in this game.
Tressway, dude.
All right, dudes. In the chat room, DJ Cool 4, Chen and Timeout. Riles, Chen and Timeout is in both chat rooms. Okay. Who else is in here still? I don't know. That's about everyone in here. This is your time to give your game, boss. You got 5 more seconds, and then you're out. Well, look at Chen and Timeout. Chen and Timeout is giving his the chess way. DJ Cool 4, DME Brown looked good for once. Thank you for bringing that up.
Touchdown. Touchdown. Speaking of those pinpoint throws.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, he had 2 for 41. I was just looking back at his stats. That long touchdown and another one. Let's see. Riles. Riles is giving his to Sam Howell. Finding ways to throw to his backs and go deep. NFL passing yards leader. You're right. He is leading it. And Kay Adams had a nice little thing this afternoon where she was gushing about him. And I think someone posted it in our Discord room.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there she is. Someone posted it in our Discord room, and you can, too, join the conversation in Discord by going to tinyurl.com/HarryHF. That is your invite to our Discord chat room, which is full of Redskins fans only, and only Redskins fans, talking about Harry Redskins 24/7. And posting things like the Kay Adams discussion about Sam Howell being the future of the Commanders. Remember when she came to our training camp, she loved him. She was like, all about her some Sam Howell. And she still is. And
especially then, he just looked like a guy who just like woke up from after like you know, partying the night before, going out there like throwing touchdowns, throwing dimes out in training camp.
Yep. So yeah, that's a good one for Riles. All right, should we go into the kicks?
Yeah, man.
Let's go into the kicks. Where's the button? Where's the button? There it is.
It's time for this week's Kicking the Balls Award.
Kicking the Balls Award, as usual, is brought to you by our friends down at Riddipoo for all the doo-doo that you do. There's Riddipoo. Available at True Value, Taylor's Do-It Stores, Limeberry Lumber, and other fine hardware stores. Not Home Depot. Kicking the Balls Award. Okay, do you want to go first? Do you want me to go?
I'm giving mine to the entire defense. What were they doing? What were they doing?
Especially on that last drive where we just needed to stop them for 40 seconds.
Stop them.
40 seconds, 50 seconds.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they're just terrible. The entire thing is going to get blown up this offseason. It's going to be very interesting to see who we actually will keep out of that group.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to give mine in that same vein. I'm going to give mine to Benjamin St. Juiced for two penalties and four plays, I think it was. We heard on here earlier.
That was a bad drive for him.
Yeah.
That was a really bad drive. But so I said earlier, he gets flagged a lot.
Yeah.
But he always goes against like the biggest receiver. Oh wait, no, he doesn't. Forbes does.
When he's not ejected.
When he's not ejected.
Or benched. Gosh, he's been ejected and benched and also got the NFL Rookie of the Week award. So he's had a pretty he's had a roller coaster season. He went from being benched to Rookie of the Week to ejected. So, I mean, what's he going to do this week?
Josh is going to give him his kick.
I called it.
All right, so here we are. It's time for the Peanut Gallery to give their kicks. And there's Riles already up on the screen. Man. The official statistician of Harry Hog Football, Riles, is kicking Joey Swole Sly for missing an extra point. It may have caused us a W. Oh, you know what? I wanted to bring this up before we get to everyone else's. Why were there so many, you didn't see the post game, but a lot of these, interviewers, pundits, people in the media were like harping on like if we should have gone for 2 points or not. It didn't matter.
Exactly.
The Seahawks marched down the field and beat us by two in regulation. It wouldn't have mattered. They would have won.
If we had attempted and successfully attempted the 2-point conversion, we would have been leading by one.
And then
they marched right down the field and kicked a field goal.
So why were they bringing it up? Like, dude, do you think maybe you should have gone for two? Are you an idiot? It didn't matter. It would have only mattered if the defense stood up and stopped them.
Yeah.
So ask a better question.
People are looking for people are just piling on Braun and Del Rio. And some things you're just like, okay, that's not even their fault. There's plenty of other stuff that's their fault. But those not worried about.
Yeah, that didn't matter. The bigger question was why didn't Del Rio stop them with 50 seconds left? All right, back to the kicks.
Cut!
Excuse me.
Cut!
DJ Cool 4 is giving to his Juice or Rivera Del Rio for bad game management.
Management. Yep.
Well, first of all, Rivera just stands there the entire game. Like, he doesn't do anything. We've talked about this. I don't know if he did any. Did he even make bad decisions in this game, or did he just stand there the entire time? That might be a step up from the week before where he makes bad decisions. At least this time he just stood there. He did call for the extra point, which is fine.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of one in general. DJ Cool 4, refresh my old man memory about what a more specific thing about the bad game management in this. I'm sure there was. It's just I forget more than I remember these days. Okay. Anyone else? Where's Chen in Nova Scotia? He's not giving one? Okay, then I guess we're just going to give him his old favorite, David Mayo. Chen is giving his to David Mayo for being David Mayo.
Oh, and a completely unrelated thing. I know the on Fanatics and on Redskins, or whatever it is, Commanders.com, there's a bunch of sales going on, like on jerseys and hats and stuff like that. Like Chase Young's jersey, if you want to grab one, they're only like $15. It's really cheap.
Yeah, I'll probably be getting one for Christmas from my mom.
And these are like Washington football team jerseys that are the real cheap ones, which actually look good. Not like the new Commanders ones. Can I take your order, please?
The wrong colored ones?
Yeah.
Are you getting one, John?
No, I have all the jerseys I need.
I'm not getting another one until we get a new name.
Yeah, exactly. I don't have and I do not plan on getting a Commanders jersey ever. It's a stupid name. We need a better name.
Chin and Timeout gives his to anyone. Forbes is a good corner.
DJ thinks he's a good corner. That's funny.
Last drives for not managing the clock and playing too loose on snaps. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There were a couple downs in a row where it was like taking 9 or 10 seconds and finally they're like, oh, forget it. Timeout.
Yeah.
What? Like, you just ate a bunch. Like, they did it twice in a row.
Yeah, yeah. And then there was one time where I thought, yeah, you're right. There was one time where I thought he shouldn't call a timeout until after we got a first down to make sure that, I think this was at the end of the first half, to make sure that the Seahawks wouldn't have enough time to get the ball back. You know, that whole thing, like, don't call a timeout until you're actually moving the ball type thing.
And at the end of the first half, but we were really lucky because they were about ready to kick a field goal, and then there was what was it a penalty on them, and so they lost.
Run off the clock. Yeah,
run off the clock.
They did an us basically. That's something we would have done.
Yeah,
yeah, and that cost them 3 points. But anyway, yeah, just give one to Rivera. But if we lose this game, let's talk a little bit about the Giants before we go, because we're going to at this game. I think I'm going to bring my laptop with me, so we may do some impromptu podcasting type stuff, but it'll probably go straight into the Peanut Gallery on Discord, so that's why you guys need to make sure you join the Discord room. We might have some live stuff coming in from the stadium this weekend. We will be tailgating with our good friends over at, if any of you guys are happening to go, you'll find us tailgating with our good friends Tailgate Ted and the Hail BBQ folks. You can sign up for their awesome tailgate party at hailbbq.com. Join us over there.
Sold out already.
But anyway, that'll tell you the location of where it is if you still want to come hang out with us.
Yeah, that's where we will be.
I always forget where it is, but I just know we come from the metro and turn right and cut through the parking lot, and then we find
it. Yeah, and we're always like looking around going, where do we need to go? Oh, okay, there they are.
Yeah, but we always find it. But anyway, so we'll be – but this game, dude, there's literally no reason why we should lose this game, which is why it could be a good thing or a bad thing. Good thing because we'll get to see a victory for my birthday trip.
Yeah.
Bad – also a good thing because if we get beat – there is no reason for Josh Harris not to start cleaning house, because this is that Norvell situation where there's no excuse not to fire Jack Del Rio if we get lit up by Tommy DeVito.
it's just sheer incompetence at that point. You're just like, you're being laughed at by your coach, your employer, or your employee is basically laughing at you at work now. So, I mean, you have to fire him at that point. That,
yeah.
Norvell, it was, you had to fire him.
With cause.
With cause.
Jack Del Rio, you were fired with cause for sucking so much against Danny DeVito. Danny DeVito. They're not even bringing in another. I don't think they're trying to win anymore at this point, because they've got. They're not bringing in like a veteran quarterback. They're going with this dude.
I don't think there's a veteran out there. I mean, Carson Wentz is signed with the Rams. Someone actually picked him up.
Is he really?
And so, I mean, who's lower than Carson Wentz right now?
There's got to be people better than Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito might be it.
Who's Danny DeVito's backup? Barkley? Yeah, that's a good question. Isn't that Barkley, dude? Matt Barkley?
Oh, yeah. Matt Barkley. USC Barkley.
Yeah. I don't know, but there's no excuse. They've got so many injuries over there.
I can't believe Matt Barkley's the fourth string quarterback.
There was no excuse last time, but there's really no excuse this time.
Dude, we're at home. We should kick their butts.
Yeah, we should. Straight is up, the key man. Word.
We should be kicking.
We should be kicking it. Anyway, it's going to be fun to see the game, and we'll probably go to the Caps game the night before. If anyone's in town, hit us up on Discord, meet up with us. Is that about rounded out, dude? You want to talk about anything else before I hit this button?
Let's kick this pig, man. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go up there now.
Right up. All right, dudes, thanks to everyone in the chat room. Riles, DJ Cool 4, Chen and Timeout. Who else was in there? Chris Comerton earlier. Shanny was in here, wasn't he?
Bud Light a goat.
Anyway, join us in the chat room again if you haven't been in there this weekend. We'll probably have some special reports from the stadium. tinyurl.com/HarryHF. You can give us a call on the hog line at 202-735-1788. Send us an email at hhfpodcast@gmail.com. Join us on Twitter at Harry Hog. Is that it?
I think that's it.
I think that about rounds it out. Hey, there's RP Morris who just joined. Welcome, dude. Welcome, RP Morris. Just joined the chat room. Dude. Like you guys should do, and girls. Anyway, we'll talk to you guys next week. Hail to the Redskins.
If you went to the game this weekend,
hit us up.
Look us up.
In the chat room. Talk to you guys next week. Hail to the Redskins. And as always, if you see a Cowboys fan,
you know what to do.
Joker! Bye-bye.